This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk to our man Paul Byrd coming up here in just a second. Cliff Bratcher from Oxford won the tickets to go see our Hawks on Thursday night, opening night against the Mavs. Cliff, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be giving you more opportunities, guys, over the next few days to win tickets, and not only to our Hawks, but also that big boxing event that is going down at State Farm Arena on Saturday. Paul Byrd, as we bring you in on the WadeFord.com hotline, these last two games, bro. They've been super exciting. Oh, man, Paul Byrd is crazy.
Absolutely nuts. I mean, and even the game to finish out with the Brewers, it's like every game is down to the wire, crazy excitement. You know, you're either throwing stuff in your living room or at the stadium. I can't wait to watch another.
Yeah, Paul, we'll start with the pitching side because that's, you know, what you did for a living. Ian Anderson didn't have his best stuff, but I was blown away how well the bullpen responded.
Yeah, you know what? And I love what you guys played about what Peterson said, which is, hey, it's not any one guy. So Ian Anderson didn't even give up a run last series. This time he didn't have it. He struggled early a little bit, but the team bounced back. The bullpen picked him up. If one guy falters, it's another guy's turn to make it happen. That happened on the pitching side. That happened offensively. You're seeing it happen defensively. And it's been a really fun team to watch, and I'm waiting to see, hey, who's going to be the next hero? So teams like that, you know, are magical in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's true. The magic, though, has been Freddie Freeman, our best hitter. It's been with other guys like Riley and Jocktober. And so let's talk about Riley specifically, because when you look at his postseason, he's been elite, Paul. I mean, he's hitting, what, 360 with four RBI. He's got two home runs. I mean, this guy's been great.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Ask Ron Washington. I go, hey, I know you love your guys. Who's the most improved player on defense? He said Riley. When's Kevin Seitzer? I said, who's the most improved player on offense? He says Riley. This guy had to win a job in spring training. And then in April, he was struggling a little bit. Incredible talent you're waiting for it to catch. It has, and this is what you're waiting for. He's an MVP candidate, and now you're finding out that he's also clutch in the playoffs. The big stage is not too much for him, hitting 429. It's not just the average. It's like when you need the double, like, man, back's against the wall. We need a double. We need a homer. He's getting the big hit, and, man, I'm just – so happy for him because he's an incredible interview. He's a great person. He's very humble. Right. And, you know, you're going to need to stay humble because his future is going to have a lot of success in it.
It's Paul Byrd with us, guys, from Bally Sports, a longtime major leaguer, talking about the Bravos now heading out to L.A. with a two-game lead here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, on the other end of the personality spectrum, from Riley to Jock Peterson, and again, wearing the pearls and just being a bad bee, I believe is the phrase.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great. And then I was in the chop house, Paul, when that ball – I thought that ball was going to go all the way to the Comcast building. I mean, that was unbelievable. He knew it, obviously, immediately. But his experience in the postseason and his swagger, it seems like it's infectious in that locker room.
It is. He's, you know, he's been there before. And you talked about the difference between the two. It's like, be yourself. You know, the quote, everybody else is taken. There's really something to that. Just be yourself. And I think that's what's so cool about all these guys is there's no act. they're not faking it for, you know, more interviews or whatever. It's sincere. And you see that with Ozzy Albies. You see that with a guy like Riley, who's a little more subdued. And, you know, you see it with some of the Latin guys. You know, Heredia's swinging swords. But that's him. He's hilarious, and he's goofy, and he's out of the box. And I think that's something that Brian Snitker does well, is manage different personalities and not say, hey, everybody has to act like Freddie Freeman. You know, and when you got a team that has a lot of character with those guys, the freedom to be themselves, as Peterson said, a lot of love in the locker room, they can't wait to get to the field. They're having a blast.
In your experience, I mean, when the initial rotation was announced, you know, we went back and forth about Charlie, should we start him earlier than game three? Now it's almost a luxury, right? You go out there with a 2-0 lead and your best pitcher's on the hill. You could easily, if he pitches the way he has, could easily be up 3-0 in this series by structuring the rotation the way you did. Did you have an issue with the way Snit did this, or did you guys question it at all?
I didn't, because it doesn't really matter. I don't want to say it doesn't matter totally, but it matters who's hot. And Fried, Ian Anderson were very hot in that last series. Not that Charlie pitched bad by any means. They didn't even give up a run.
Right.
The other guys. So, and then Charlie came back on 3 days rest, and that leaves its mark in the next start. So I do love that he's gotten a little extra rest now. And we're throwing a game three starter who's close to a World Series. Right. He's got the ring. This guy's hungry and is excited to be back in Atlanta. Man, what a great pickup he has been. And you're right. I'm not going to make any predictions, but, man, right now, even last night when they were down, I just had this feeling like it's our time.
Right.
Like it's time.
Right.
We'll see.
We've said before, I mean, sometimes the best team doesn't always win. I mean, it's the team that's the most clutch, and, you know, the teams that also doesn't beat itself. And what about, for instance, the pitching decisions? Walker Buehler was rested and ready to go. They went with Scherzer on short rest. Then they get into the bullpen. They use Urias. He's getting killed in L.A., by the way, Paul. What did you think of how they handled the bullpen last night by L.A.'s tactics?
So, yeah, I didn't agree with it. You know, and then also this. Credit the Braves for getting hits. Because I don't care when you use some of the Dodger pitchers, they're all really, really good. And they had the lead late in the game. They had the lead. And, you know, the Braves hitters came through, and they took chances on the base paths. Ron Washington was a maniac at third base swinging the arms. And something that upsets me a little bit about L.A., and if you're a writer listening to me or you whatever, I want you to hear this. Give the Atlanta Braves credit. Your team's not losing. The Atlanta Braves are winning. They're outplaying you right now. And baseball is a game where you already said it's not the best players that win, it's the best team. And anything can happen in baseball. When these guys get excited, the great chemistry, they play above the level maybe. You'll have a guy hitting 220 who's, you know, tearing it up. Rosario in this series is so excited to be here. He's hitting 556. How do you manage against a guy who's hitting 556, right, who's hot with crazy energy and a crowd that's going nuts? That's not easy. So, if you're listening to me, LA, give my guys some credit.
I'm with you. Paul Bird, our guest, guys. Bally Sports, and you guys watch him. Obviously, Braves game three tomorrow in L.A. Talking about the aggressiveness, you like it. Is this the way you expected things to be? Did it surprise you with the approach from Snit and specifically Ron Washington to wave guys home?
I thought Wash was aggressive. It's really good. Sometimes you got to go with what brings you. You know, I'm a big proponent of bunting, moving guys over in certain ways.
Paul?
And you got to go for it. And, you know, I do think it was risky, but it worked out. And that's just the way it is. So I think it was beautiful to see. I thought, you know, guys taking second base on the turn. I mean, it was just great to see. It was like, hey, we're going all in on the bottom stock. We're putting all our money on it, and we're going to ride. And I think the fans went nuts on that, and I think it worked to our advantage.
Great stuff. Mm.
Yeah, man, why not us, Paul? Like we said, you know, the Braves had all that stuff, all the weapons, and sometimes they'd go up against a team that was hotter, whether it was in the divisional playoff or in the NLCS. So I think it's time to flip the script. I mean, it's I feel so bad for Ronald Acuna. He's like the number one cheerleader, but obviously, I mean, if we had told you all these dynamics that would have played out, and this team has now, again, got the Dodgers on their heels, it's just unbelievable.
You guys weren't ready for Will Smith to be 2-0 with three saves. And a 0.0 ERA.
No.
And Josh Hader, the best closer in the league, comes in and gives it up to Freeman. It's baseball. Whoever's hot wins. I'm not going to make any predictions, but I feel really good about this team and what's going on.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.